With any luck at all, right now it's time for This Week in the Lakeville Journal.
It's good.
And Janet is here.
All right. Hi, we're both there. Well, that's nice to know. I wasn't sure it was going to work properly. All right. Well, this is quite a strange time for all of us in the media industry. Our building is closed to visitors, and your building is also closed, correct?
Correct, yes. Correct. We have what I would call a skeleton staff going in and out at different times, because certainly not everything we do can be done remotely, but we produced the newspapers this week remotely as far as getting the files ready to send off to our printer, who is still functioning too. So that worked out well, and we had prepared for it last Friday and set up everybody who was not set up already at home to work remotely, and we will keep doing that. But of course, our folks still do need to be out and about, seeing how things are going and reporting on them, so that we will continue with caution and with always in keeping as our priority having people stay well and safe.
All right. So also, by the way, you can get the paper online, PDF version, at, of course, tricornernews.com.
What happened?
There we go. There we go. For some reason, my computer decided to fire off.
Whatever we said, it just didn't like it.
Yeah. So anyways, you're available at tricornernews.com with the full paper right now, and you're working on your website to hopefully get it up so you do lots of instant updates and things like that.
Exactly. And actually, that will happen very shortly.
All right, so we've got all that squared away. Let's get into some of the stories. And, of course, life has changed here in the northwest corner. Cynthia, you've got the headline story, Life Changes from Minute to Minute as the Northwest Corner Reacts to the Virus.
And so literally things are changing minute to minute and hour to hour, and we're trying to keep up to date on our Instagram page. And I think the most important thing you can do is kind of check – read these stories. They're all giving you updates as of last Monday. We're checking in with our first selectman every Monday to kind of get stuff, but we're also, you know, following 10 websites. So what you can really find from all of these articles is information on where you can go to get your own information minute to minute. And you guys, congratulations to you on doing a great job.
Yeah, all our lives changed Thursday at 11 o'clock, last Thursday at 11 o'clock when the walls came tumbling down. And yeah, it's for people that, you know, we get things up as well as we can as a media, but remember, it's a moment-to-moment basis. Sometimes things get up properly. Sometimes there are things that are sent out that are not proper, which have to be redone. So we're all doing the best we can here in all forms of media to keep local people informed and feeling safe. I think that's our most important project, I think, right now is keeping people informed and also knowing that they're in contact with other people.
Right, and really our only goal in continuing to do what we do is to inform people, keep them aware of what's going on around them, especially as they have to become more isolated from others in other ways.
All right, and you've got a nice little thing from the staff of the Lakeville Journal. Before you go, call first or just stay home. Well, we've been saying that for several days. Just, you know, even though we announce it, call before something's scheduled and you're going to go.
Right. I'm surprised at how many meetings are still being held, and a lot of our town boards and commissions and committees are meeting by phone and by Skype, which is very creative of them, and kudos to all of them. Alexander Wilburn had been trying to keep a list of things that were canceled, and by Monday we'd said, just forget it, just assume that stuff is closed. But again, more stuff is open than you think is going to be open, and more restaurants are kind of scrappily hanging on and would really appreciate your support. So if you've been a big supporter of, you know, whatever the local restaurant or takeout is in your town, just check online, check on Facebook, give them a call, and see what they're doing. A lot of people are suggesting buying gift certificates to help float them, sort of in the same manner as a CSA, where you're giving them a little bit of money now to help them get through a difficult time.
And, you know, it's funny. It's not only restaurants. Like, there's a lot of stores that have closed their doors, but they offer online services like Oblong. You can buy books online from them, directly from them, not elsewhere. And other stores have changed their hours and their mode of operation so they can sanitize hairdressers and things like that. So everybody's really trying to pitch in and keep
everybody's
life as normal as possible.
And working very hard to, you know, as the flatten the curve.
has really taken off. But there's, as Cynthia points out, an incredible amount of creativity, and you would be shocked at the number of people who are carrying on.
All right. Let's go to the front page, because once again you have the nice picture of the North Canaan Elementary School, the last days of school for March, possibly
longer. That was actually the fourth grade arts day, which they, you know, Regional and I, for whatever reason, they continued on with a couple of long planned events in the week before we really shut everything down. And the fourth grade arts day, a lot of planning goes into that, funded by the Arts Fund for Region 1, which Janet was a long time member of. Are you still a member of that?
I am not, but certainly a big supporter, and it's just a wonderful event that happens every year. So, yes, they squeezed it in this year.
And what's interesting is it was on Wednesday, thank God, because if it was on Thursday afternoon, it would have been canceled.
Right.
It would have been canceled.
They continued on with the Sound of Music. Yeah. So we have these wonderful color photos in this issue and from Arts Day at Region 1, and a full page of photos on the inside, a nice photo on A1 that Alexander Wilburn took. Patrick Sullivan wrote a nice story from there, and they had to make a couple of adjustments at the last minute, but they did it, so congrats to them.
All right, and you've got Patrick Sullivan's story, a COVID-19 update from the Torrington Area Health District.
So people may or may not know, and in fact, I'm working on a story for the coming week for people who are either new to the area or have been weekenders and didn't really need to know a lot of this stuff. But so we have the State Department of Public Health, but our 21-town northwest corner region, 20 of those towns, their public health official and sanitation official is the Torrington Area Health District. The only town that has its own health official is Sharon, where Jamie Casey is the health official. But so the Torrington Area Health District came and they did an update at the last meeting, Thursday, March 12th, which had been scheduled, of the 21 first selectmen from those area towns, which is called the Council of Governments, and just kind of gave an update. Brian Oler was there. Brian is at Charlotte Hungerford Hospital. I see that that Charlotte is now doing drive-through testing, but you have to get a reference from your doctor before you can go. But I guess they're doing, the Republican American said, I think they did 25 tests yesterday.
All right. Let's go to Salamanders and Frogs, Nature's Notebook.
Oh, my gosh, what a nice balance to all the other stories that we have. And, you know, I have to say, I've had to go out a couple times to do things that were essential in the last 24 hours, and a lot of people are out. Because, you know, as we know, germs don't spread as quickly in the outdoors as they do in the indoors. So a lot of people are out walking, jogging, doing yard work, preparing their farm fields, and just hiking. And Tim Abbott every year does a beautiful story for us on the arrival of the wood frogs and the peepers and the salamanders. And he has something called the Big Night, when all the salamanders start to do their migration through the area as they go from the vernal pools to where they're going to be laying their eggs. And it's just a beautiful story and a reminder that the world is weird and the weather is weird and everything's coming out early, but it's still quite beautiful out there.
All right. Inside, you've got the eighth grader in Kent awarded a Marvelwood scholarship.
And it's not just Kent students, but Marvelwood does give a town scholarship to a local student. And we have Bertha Folks, who is 97 years old and in her residence over, I believe she's over at Noble. And Peter McCarron and his wife, Danielle Mailer, who had purchased the Folks house, made a point of putting a big card at Town Hall so everybody could sign and wish her a happy birthday. And, of course, she is the widow of Ray Folks, who was, for many, many years, our pressman. A lovely guy.
All right. And the Sound of Music went on. It went on for, I think, Thursday and Friday, and then the shows after that were canceled.
So impressive. And those kids worked so hard on it, and many adults contributed their talents to it as well. Beautiful photos from Tom Brown, who went on Friday night and was safely up in the balcony. And they had to limit the audience that night to 250 people for the 500-person auditorium. I ran into Vance Cannon, who was there. He's the media specialist at Housatonic. And he said, you know, actually a fairly small crowd, which is probably good. But congratulations again to those kids for putting on a great show. And there are more photos by Tom Brown on our Instagram page.
I just want to restate something. I just got information that Region 1 made the decision to pay their non-certified paras during the school closure, and they were also asked to attend a meeting, and they can also work from home and get paid as well. So good job, Region 1.
That's a good use of our taxpayer dollars.
Yeah. That, you know, I always thought that because that money's in the budget anyway,
yes.
It was it's a wise move, and congratulations to Region 1. People think I just dump on them, but when they do something right, they deserve to be credited, and congratulations to them. Now we go on to the town hall situation. We'll start off with Falls Village. That town hall is now closed to visitors.
And so most of the towns have essential people in their town hall, but they're just not letting people come in. So work is still being done. You can still check websites. You can still call the offices. Several of the towns have now declared a state of emergency where they're giving special powers to the first selectman. Kent did it. I believe Cornwall did it. And I think one other town has done it already. But as we get those updates, we'll let people know through Instagram and our webpage. But also, you can also go to your own town's website. And often, for Kent and Sharon and I think Cornwall, they're sending out email updates from Town Hall. So you can go on your website and sign up for those.
And if you can't get on the website for some reason, you're not web proficient or you don't have web service, call. Call the town halls. Even if they're not there, you can leave a message and call back as well.
Right. And don't be discouraged if you have to call a couple times. Everybody's doing their best.
That's exactly right. All right. You've got Patrick Sullivan and budgets at the March 9th meeting in Falls Village.
So, of course, the governor has extended the budget deadline by 1 month, and we'll see if that gets extended again. But towns are still trying to meet in whatever way they can. And also, the big topic of conversation is MIRA, the trash authority, which is in tragically bad shape. It needs more than $300 million of repairs. And MIRA's come to, I think, 59 towns in the state and said, we need you to commit to a 30-year contract at $145 a ton, which is about 50% more than they're paying. So that's a tough decision, especially at a time of uncertainty. Nobody really knows how this is going to affect spending. But a reminder to people, we're going to have a little reminder next week on recycling and how to recycle. But a lot of the towns, including, I think, Kent, are sort of encouraging you, if possible, to not bring a ton of stuff in and to be very careful with your garbage. Like, don't be super cavalier about it.
Yeah,
a great time to like clean out your closet, unfortunately. Now that you have the time to clean out your closet, this is not a great time to do it.
And you also have a story on Kent's COVID-19 plans as well.
Right. And again, Gene Speck doing a really good job of keeping people updated. They're the first town, I believe, in our 6-town district to declare a state of emergency, but other towns are following.
And please be aware, Cynthia is posting on our Instagram page that the town's plans as they are changing and updating. So keep an eye there, too.
All right. Let's go on to the Lenten talks that take place in Sharon.
So again, this is a nice special issue for us because things are still happening that we were able to include in the paper. We'll see what we have. We're going to have largely updates, but we're doing profiles with restaurants and businesses where possible next week. But Sharon's churches got together and planned a series of talks for the Lenten season. And the first one was a potluck. And it was a talk by Bob Kay of Sharon Congregational about biblical archaeology and a really interesting profile on it by Leela Hawken. Dates for the next talks are in there, but I seriously doubt that they'll be held, but you can check online with your...
And they may do it online. Training. The churches have been quite creative about finding ways to communicate with their members.
All right. Right on the same page, once again, you have the Salisbury Town updates and Sharon's updates for COVID-19.
Right. And reminder that it was the governor's decision that we don't have to have open meeting right now, but that the towns do have a responsibility to try and make any meetings they hold available to the public, either by streaming them live or by posting videos online.
And you have postponed your open house.
Correct. Yeah, we best laid plans, and this, we're doing what everybody else has done.
We were meant to have a fundraising brunch, not this Sunday, but next Sunday at the Interlaken, and just even though it was so far away, we had to cancel it. We just can't take the chance of trying to have people come to our brunch to raise funds. So
we were supposed to be having our office party on March 28th, and we had to cancel that early because it was being held here.
Yeah.
And David Mafucci was teasing us that every year when we have our office party planned, there's a giant snowstorm, so we keep pushing it farther and farther into the spring. And so he said, well, it's no snowstorm this year, but just got some kind of a funny curse on it.
Yeah, that might change on Monday, by the way. We'll see. We'll move on, though. I was not thinking about that. You've got the North Canaan COVID-19 dealings. But right underneath that in Cornwall, make wise choices.
Yeah, really good letter from Gordon Ridgway, in which he kind of reminds us to be our best selves, as is often the case in Cornwall. Very compassionate letter and a reminder that all the towns are really hoping that if you're healthy and able, that's not COVID-19. If you're healthy and able, you should call your town hall and ask for your first selectman. They're really looking for volunteers, especially with the food banks. They're looking for help in delivering meals to people and to making sure that the food banks are open. People are not allowed into the food banks for the most part. They're being given baskets of food or boxes of food. So please do call your town. But also, there are many people who are not part of a salaried group, and they're going to be struggling for funds right now. And several people have said that they're interested in donating money to help people through a really difficult time. So again, if you are able to do that and you would like to do that, call your first selectman. They'll be in touch with their social services agent, and they're definitely going to be people in need, and they'll be happy to hear from you.
And in North Canaan, I saw this story and I was amazed. $1 million in unpaid taxes.
Yeah, which is funny. And very interesting story from Leela Hawken, and they hadn't noticed it until the auditor reported it. A lot of the towns around here, when you talk to the tax collector, they'll say, well, we have 110% collection rate, which I always find so funny because you always feel like, well, 100% is everything. But they assume that a certain percentage will go uncollected. So if they even collect that uncollected percent, they get 109 or 110 or whatever. So North Canaan, $1 million in unpaid taxes. And interestingly, the tax collector said it's not that there are a lot of little properties where people aren't paying. It's largely very big properties where the amount of money that's owed is larger than the annual salary or annual income of regular townspeople. So not quite sure what's up with that, but they are making efforts now to collect that money.
All right. And the budget for the Board of Education at Cornwall Consolidated School.
Right. One of the first budget plans, I believe. Everybody's bringing their budgets in pretty low, and we'll just see what it looks like in April when we start to vote on those budgets. And I believe that they just hired a new principal in Cornwall as well. So a lot of change going on there, a lot of meetings.
All right, let's move on to the editorial page. This is just the right time for citizens to think about their right to know.
That's right. This is the week when media and the general public celebrate Sunshine Week, which is a celebration of open government. So this is a good year to think about that. No better time than in the middle of a health crisis and watching how our government functions at every level and the information it puts out for the public to be able to deal best with what is happening. So our local and state governments are just as important as the federal government, but we need to watch all our government and keep them accountable. So do read through this. There are opportunities to go look up what your rights are as a citizen, and keep it in mind all year long.
And there are letters to the editor, some dealing with saving money on trash, and the letter about finding positive inspiration at a hard time.
Right, that's from Catherine Payton, who just took a real cathartic trip across country and even off the continental United States into Hawaii and saw family and just expresses what she found within herself and is helping her to continue forward at this hard time. And Bernie Ray is talking about, is this the beginning of the future with the health and economic crisis as a result of COVID-19? Very interesting letter. And it's Bill Kelsey who's writing about money-saving trash alternatives. Always thinking about that.
And I'd like to go to turning back to pages. I like this 100 years ago. A milk peddler is needed in Lime Rock very badly.
Yes, and it makes you wonder, well, what were they doing for milk then? Because they didn't have milk stores, that's for sure.
That's it. And lots of pictures at the Fourth Grade Arts Day, and the stories right on the page opposite that.
Right, and again, a wonderful event, and look how happy those children are. And it's extraordinary that Hotchkiss opened its art department and its performance areas to the fourth graders from the region, so they can come and use those beautiful facilities and get instruction from local artists and from Hotchkiss teachers.
And we've got 2 minutes to go over
Compass.
Compass, yeah.
I just want to say proudly that Don Morrison on your show recommended the same book that we are recommending here. So, of course, everybody is throwing out there things to read and things to watch while you're in quarantine. And let me also point out, you can still find, if you loved 100 Years Ago, I'm choking on coffee grounds. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
That's okay.
But I'm all alone here.
It's allergy season. We all have our issues.
If you love 50 Years Ago, 100 Years Ago in the Lakeville Journal, don't forget that our archives are all available online through the Scoville Memorial Library website and through our website, so you can go back and read what was happening 50 years ago, 100 years ago. So in Compass this week, I've got my own little list. I interviewed Olivia Montoya, who's one of our graphic designers, who was saying that she loves the film Contagion, which my daughter just watched yesterday also, and they agree it's a very good portrait of what a pandemic is, and stars Kate Winslet and Jennifer Ely, both of whom have properties up here. And like Don Morrison, I'm recommending Daniel Defoe's Journal of the Plague Year, and of course Boccaccio's The Decameron, which is also set in the Italian plague of the 1300s. But we have a notice of an art show that the wonderful Jeanette Montgomery Barron has going in New York. So, of course, check and see if coronavirus has shut that down. But you can also go online and check her work. It's really wonderful. Catherine Almquist, who is in Sharon and a longtime supporter of the Sherman Playhouse and the Kent Community Theater, had put together, as you know, so many people have put together so many beautiful shows and performances that are being canceled. So many athletes have worked so hard for events that are coming up that are being canceled. But so Catherine had directed a show of three short plays by Tennessee Williams. She swore at the time that I interviewed her that if even one person in the audience was there, she was going to put the show on, but the town has stepped in and said everything's closed, as has the state. So still a nice chance to learn about Tennessee Williams if you want to read that article. And the Scoville Library, as Janet pointed out, the churches in the area, many of them are doing online services. Scoville Library is figuring out a way to do workshops and things online. So they have a workshop on decluttering your space, which, again, we're all home. It's a good time to clean, but just a reminder that the transfer station in your town is not going to be thrilled if you show up with an enormous amount of stuff. So.
And also the swap shop at the transfer station is not accepted. All right.
How about the Bargain Barn? Go ahead.
Is the Bargain Barn open?
Oh, yes. The Bargain Barn is open. Not accepting donations, though. Not accepting donations. Okay, and we're open for now. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. We also have our automotive banner, because for those of us who need to get out in our vehicles, we need to have them reliable, and these businesses are still going. So be very aware of that and support them while they're open. And do read through the Millerton News this week. They have updates on everything that's happening in Dutchess County. Everything applying to COVID-19 on that side of the line.
All right. We'll speak to you guys next week, probably via the same way.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Stay well.
All right. Take care, guys. That is This Week in the Lakeville Journal. You can find the Lakeville Journal online at tricornernews.com.